5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I went to the supermarket 4 times to get the Premiership Cup.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Instead of getting the cup, you ate everything in there.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I feel good.
I don't remember saying that, but that's crisp. Now, Bill, I'll tell you what's coming up on the Rush Hour today, Wednesday, helping middle of the week hump day quiz.
Yes.
Always.
Good.
We check in with Xavier Ellis from Perth because Fremantle, Flag Mantle, as they call him over there, take on Melbourne Friday night football. And then second hour, Sammy Draper, we speak to, the big boy from Essendon, who we love.
We do.
And have single-handedly put on the map, and he acknowledges that.
Exactly. We made him, Jim.
Well, no one else had worked out how bloody good he was.
And I showed him how to kick a couple of bananas around the
and
corner.
And he's worked that out.
He has.
Now you just got to teach him the left.
Oh, you can't. With big blokes, you can't.
That can't work.
No idea. The brain doesn't work.
We also hear from Rabs a little later. I think might have been to the Strokes last night.
Yes.
Oh, and he's looking happy about himself too, isn't he, Rabbit?
What did you do?
Normally, Hose Mary comes in and tells us.
I saw a band called The Strokes. I didn't do that.
You're an idiot.
What are the
normally,
Strokes?
Normally, Rosie goes and sees the band.
Yeah, I know.
Was she at the Strokes?
No.
Righto. So Rabbits is taking front and centre stage to tell us what happened last night.
You're going somewhere tonight?
Yeah, Liam Gallagher.
Oh, no.
Wow. I'm going to Sydney, Jim.
Oh, Bill.
I'm important.
Well, we'll get to that in a moment. But nice to see you.
Nice to see you, James. 5 days to go before Dry July is finished.
Oh,
countdown. Five days, five nights.
I've had some eyes around too.
Mm. Yes.
I'm not thinking July's been as dry as Bill's maybe telling us it is.
It's been dry in a lot of ways. Hello, Rebs. He brings the best analyst.
I beg your pardon?
He brings the best analyst.
Write that down, please, and then have another go.
He brings the best analyst.
I have a fourth go.
How do you say it?
He brings the best analysis.
He brings the best analysis. Special comments. That's what he brings. Daisy and Joey and all those boys.
Very good. Roscoe, contemporary Roscoe.
I tell you, he's having fun. He won't leave the media game, Roscoe.
No, he's great.
He won't coach.
I'm often in the car Sundays. I love the rub, and he's brilliant.
Bloody
as is Duck. They've got great chemistry, that show.
Two blokes were talking. Who was it? He goes, you want to have your own show?
Brownie and Duck.
He won't leave. Oh, maybe if it's a few hundred thousand.
Good enough. Good enough wedge.
Time for a rappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
You can just put your finger up. I know I've got to play the opener.
Sometimes you forget because you go to some band, you get on it and carry on. Collingwood, let's talk Collingwood. 13-5, having a really good
year.
Equal top, Jim, by the way, Melbourne and Brisbane. A couple of fears or concerns about Braden Maynard who'd hurt his shoulder. Bruzzy, who hurt his shoulder last week, smothering, by the way. But we'll see how he goes. He hasn't missed a lot of footy, so you want him playing, but it won't be only 1 or 2 weeks.
Right.
Jordan DeGoey is back, Rabsy.
Yep.
He's going to play this week.
Hopefully.
Apparently he's done a little mini pre-season, Jim, and he's ready to go. That's what they're telling
me. Geelong are on top, by the way, by a game and a lot of percentage.
Equal second, I said. I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
Equal second. People knew. Hey, at St Kilda, Dan Hannabry hasn't played a game this year, has not played one game, but has slowly come back through the reserves or the VFL. He's had two really good games. So I think they might play him this week. Just give him a run.
Well, good.
Hannahs. Be good to see Dan back.
It would. He's missed way too much
run. Speaking of who's going very well in the VFL, Jim, and has played a lot of footy, Josh Kennedy at Sydney.
Yeah, and dominated on the weekend. 40 or something, didn't he?
40. So spot there, because they've got a lot of young kids.
They have.
They'd get him in somewhere, wouldn't they?
Well, they found it hard to get him right in other words, right into the middle of the ground last time he was playing. So interesting what role he would play, were he to come back.
Cool. Handy to have just sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
The NRL.
Rugby league.
Thanks, Rob. What about this, Jim? Melbourne Storm are set to sign Tigers flyer David Nofolium for the remainder of the 2022 season.
Nofolium.
That's his name. Nofolium. Anyway, they're going to sign him.
I don't know what his name is, but I guarantee it isn't that.
But what about
sure?
Yes.
No, he's not sure.
Actually, I'm not. What about these rules in the NRL?
Yes.
You can go out and grab a bloke because they need a back, a outside back recruit.
Right.
So they had a chat to a few blokes. They've said, no. But David has said, I'll come down. So he's going to come down and play for the Storm. There's only 6 home and away games to go, and they're going to slot him in there.
Good. Well, they obviously need him.
They play the Warriors in Auckland this year.
They're in all sorts out a lot at the minute.
They are. Well, they lost 4 in a row, and that'll be a tough game, the Warriors in Auckland.
Yeah, always tough.
Oh, they've got a big crowd at Auckland. They haven't played there for about 5 years, so they've got a good crowd.
No Fa'aluma, David.
No Fa'aluma.
Yeah, that sounds more like it. Yep.
David, thank you. Mm-hmm. The Commonwealth Games, do you know we've got 435 athletes going to the Commonwealth Games, Jim?
I didn't.
76 para-athletes. 8 guides and 351 able-bodied athletes. That's a big crew, isn't it? 435. The oldest is 63-year-old Cheryl Lingfield. She's a bowler.
Mm-hmm.
Good on you, Shezza.
Shot bowl.
And the youngest is 14-year-old Charlie Petrov, and she's a diver.
Nice.
So the 50-year difference between the oldest and the youngest.
Very good.
So good luck. You're going to be watching that?
Yes. Always. Lawn bowls are my favourite.
No, the Commonwealth Games.
Well, that's what happens on the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, I know.
Lawn bowls are my favourite sport.
No, it's not.
It is.
I think
Bill, I love lawn bowls.
Right. You love lawn
Rob
bowls.
Rob Perella, back in the
that
day.
That was back 20 years ago.
I don't care, Jack High. We used to watch it all the time, act as if we knew what we were talking about.
Hey, what's going with the Australian cricket?
Ian Cleland was the famous bowls commentator back in the day. Clelo
was unbelievable. Yeah. Davey Warner is going to play cricket.
UAE
T20.
During the same time as the BBL is being played.
Spot on. So that's not good, Jim. Well, you know why he's going? They're saying the UAE are offering 3-year contracts worth $700,000 a year. So that's what it is, the money. Because the BBL wouldn't be anything like that.
No, it would not.
But don't we need the BBL to fire up a bit?
This is just when that court case is happening between the host broadcaster and Cricket Australia.
Right.
So they don't want this sort of thing happening while that's all going on.
Come on, Davey.
All right.
And one more. Tyab Yabbies are off the bottom of the ladder down there, Jim.
Yes.
They beat Crib Point on the weekend by 12 points. So well done to the Yabbies.
All right. Very
when
good.
When you run out, all the kids line up and they do this one with their fingers like a Yabby. Yeah. As
on
players,
radio. On radio. So
as the players run through.
Doing it. Yeah.
Yep.
Good. Xavier Ellis, to hopefully lift the standard of the show.
Well, he's got to lose some weight. Are we on?
Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Went on sale today at noon o'clock. At noon o'clock. at noon. At midday.
Time for us to welcome our man in the West, Xavier Ellis, of course, because Friday Night Football descends on Optus Stadium, Fremantle hosting the reigning Premier, Melbourne. It is, they're saying 50,000 plus X, so this is a big night coming up in Perth.
Oh, huge night, JB, and thanks for having me. But you're right, no, it's 22 degrees here today, not a cloud in the sky, and I think it's going to piss down on Friday night. A little bit disappointing, but they shot themselves in the foot a little bit, the Dockers with the draw, but I think they get out of there, and in the end, when they get home and reflect, they think the 2 points was probably not a bad result.
You've had a bit of rain, have you?
We had a bit, yeah, we did have a bit. We had the, I'm sure you would have heard about it, because Manchester United were here. It was on every news outlet over here 6 times every night. But they had 3 games of soccer, or 2 games of soccer and a footy game on the weekend. So, and all that was in the wet. So it's the ground's a bit of a bog, and I'm sure Brett Ratton said after the game, you might have heard that you're lucky that there wasn't a serious injury, because legal action could have followed. So, we've had a fair bit of rain, Bill.
And one side looked boggy, X.
Yeah, there's one side just near where that car park is underneath.
That's it.
Yeah, just that side.
That's it.
There's one side that doesn't get a lot of sun. So the interchange side gets pretty slippery and boggy and slippery.
Just looking here, it says very high, this is Friday, very high in brackets near 100% chance of showers.
Yeah, and there's thunderstorms somewhere along the way as well. So. It probably won't suit. It would defensively Fremantle are really good, but they've got some good little outside players like your nephew who gets on his bike, and Blake Akers is probably pretty underrated over East, I'd imagine, but he's super important to their run and carry. And Hayden Young, I don't know if you guys follow that young fella much, but goodness me, he's a young star.
Who's another young boy down back has gone really well too?
Chapman.
Yeah. Another one that just goes about his business. He saved the game round one too with that incredible spoil against Adelaide.
Ask you about that, X, because that's one of the smartest things I've seen a footballer do in recent times, and footballers aren't always smart. Who did you play with who would have been smart enough to realise that ball had to be spoiled back into play.
Yeah, it's funny. We had a few dumb smart blokes, like Hodge and Lewis. They had intelligence. Sam Mitchell was pretty clever.
Yep.
Simon Taylor, big squizzy Taylor.
Yeah.
The big ruckman.
Squizzy, yeah.
It was either ruckman are usually as dumb as you can find or quite clever. And squizzy Taylor was a pretty clever fella.
So you've managed to name four.
Yeah.
That's more than I thought you could name.
No, it's probably easier to name the ones. Four, you could probably get to five or six, but then you got Birchalls and those sort of things. Birch. I think you call him the snake charmer or whatever charmer. It is. But, yeah, so then we get into those sort of areas.
You see a lot more of Andy Brayshaw. Can he win the Brownlow?
Well, Bill, I found him at $41 at the start of the year, so I'm bloody rooting for him. Don't worry about that. No, I think he does win it. Same theory with Ollie Wines last year that they're going to win a lot of games, which they have, and they don't really have anyone that consistently finds the footy. And Andy, it's a bit of a myth that he's an inside midfielder because he is off to the races at every opportunity with the uncontested stuff. So he stands out. He's had an outstanding season. I think he should be definitely favourite, and I wouldn't be surprised if he blew the 30 votes out of the water.
Now, Bill asked a question the other day about the great, and we don't use that word too loosely on this show, the great David Mundy. Does he play again?
Yeah, it's funny. Dave Mundy, I think he slowed down a little bit this year because he had that outstanding season last year where he was arguably their best player for about 6 to 8 weeks. I think he deserves to go around again, and I think he's still good enough to go around again, whether it's a you know, let's aim to play 15 of the 22 and really nurse you through. But I know on grand final day, when the whips are cracking, if Dave Mundy's got the ball in hand, he's one that will certainly have the composure to do something with it. And they're still really young, Freo. They've still got, you know, Tracy and all these sort of young guys down in the twos and Erasmus and Johnson, who they were all first-round draft picks, in the twos. So they need leadership there too. So if Dave Mundy wants to go around again, which you certainly think he can, I reckon he deserves it and I'd love to see it.
They don't have to make some room in the salary cap or anything, do they?
Well, yeah. Luke
the rumours
Jackson
are ripe here, mate. They are. Yeah. There's. I think the smoke's actually gone.
Yeah. Well, you know the rumours about, you know, every time you hear it, Clarkson's bought a house at so-and-so, he's going to coach there. Or Luke Jackson actually went and bought a $1.8 million house in Shelley. Yeah, so he's actually gone and bought the house.
Wow.
But I think it's all sort of heads. A young guy, premiership player, you'd usually think they're signed up pretty quickly. What's he waiting for? The end of the year to make up his mind? I think, unfortunately for Melbourne supporters, he's going to get the bag, and I reckon he'll be at Fremantle next year.
I don't know houses could cost $1.8 million in Shelley.
Well, I'll tell you what, my area certainly hasn't gone up to that level, but it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, though, for someone who's not going to be the first ruckman either, because Sean Darcy won their best and fairest last year, and he's not really a key forward either. No. So $1 million is a lot of money.
He's only just going, Sean Darcy, by the way. They've got to reignite him.
Yeah, no, he's going, like I can say, because he's Triple M's very own. He's going like a busted ass at the moment. He looks like he's, I don't know, he looks like he's hurt his knee and his thumb and his shoulder. And he had the flu, the flu that some have said that struck worse than COVID. Well, Sean Darcy had the flu 1 week and he could hardly get out of bed and whatnot. So he's been a little bit disrupted. He's a fantastic footballer. And Max Gawn, I reckon, we spoke to him this morning over here on breakfast, and I reckon he's ready for the challenge of a now informed Max Gawn.
All right, stick Good around man. Next. More with you after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What else is on TikTok?
Xavier Good. Ellis is still with us.
He is, and of course you had Bill for company over there recently, X, and it didn't go particularly well, I hear.
It was good. No, I tell you what, I mean, I've got close friends, but the way that Billy was up Mouse's ass that day, it was unbelievable. Oh, my mate Mousey, and making all sorts of noises with him, and then running around with that jumper on Bill for 4 hours whilst the lady came back with your cash.
Yep.
Still gets me.
Oh, hey, Zave actually did the auction, did a great job. No, we had a bit of fun. You're still allowed to have fun and a couple of beers, and people loved it, didn't they? They were coming from everywhere, Zave.
Oh, in fairness to you, Bill, I'll be honest here, they absolutely flocked to you. The 50 pluses, that is certainly your demo. Shiny foreheads and everything. They were there to see Billy Brownless.
Now, Zab's very good at what he does. Obviously, now he's running the show over there in Perth. But also Will Schofield, mate. Ah. He's a funny bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, remember he said that the best player he ever played with was Lewis Jetta, and that's when we decided to call it quits on the night.
So we asked him that. A lot of very good West Coast
players. Unbelievably good players.
Exactly. And he's actually fair dinkum about Lewis Jetta. Straight-faced Lewis Jetta.
Me and Bill fell off our stalls.
No, that's enough.
Lewis, the Rambler shook.
Hey, speaking of the West Coast Eagles, a couple of older boys. How are they travelling? Will they play next year? Shannon Hearn is one, and the other is a great Josh Kennedy.
Start with Shannon Hearn. I reckon he would have been 100-1 to play again next year at the start of the year. I reckon he'll go on next year. He's had a good year. They need leadership as much as they need kids in that joint. They
94.
Need some. They need some leadership. Whereas JK, I reckon I get text messages from him weekly about how many beers he's going to drink next year. So, and I must say, it's probably not much different to what he's done the last 10 years. But yeah, JK will rap, and what a champion he has been. Oh, who would have thought that somehow trading Chris Judd, that West Coast probably get the chocolates in that trade just by landing a multiple Coleman medalist in Josh Kennedy?
Oh, no, he has been one of the greats, no doubt about that. How do they reinvigorate the joint, X? It looks flat. It looks like it's, you know, a bit passionless when you watch the West Coast Eagles play. It looks like going through the motions a bit, and these are all very damning sort of words to say about any team playing AFL footy, but that's how it's appeared from long range. How do they reignite the joint?
Yeah, it's probably been generous too. JB, they've been absolutely hammered over here. They just don't have those kids. When I say kids, sorry, they don't have the ages 22 to 27 where they're meant to be playing their best footy. They're the ones at footy clubs that bring all the fun and the energy and excitement. So they've just got a big, big gap there. So they're going to go to the draft, obviously. As I said, they'll keep blokes like Shannon Hearn. Jack Redden will go again. Luke Shuey will go again. But they're going to get rid of a lot of dead wood that's around that age of 22 to 26, I'd think. And totally reload the gun with kids. And then the attitude shift of those senior blokes to help develop and have fun that way. You put Nick Nat back in there too full time. Yep. I know he's getting old and he's, talk about putting on some size, Bill. Oh, Christ almighty, that. He's got a fat ass on
him. He's got your shorts on.
He has got my shorts, hey? Yeah. But he's one who brings a lot of excitement, you know, out of the midfield, the crowd get involved. You sit at those games this year and there's not a lot of crowd involvement. So maybe next year, we've seen it with Fremantle, you go along and watch the improvement of a Campbell Chess, the number two draft pick this year, and a couple of other young kids, Cully, who they just brought in, and a few other bits and pieces like that. So you're not going there to win like West Coast have for so long. You're probably going there to have the small wins.
Hey, and Simo stays. North Melbourne looking for a coach. We all know that, but it sounds like he's going to stay.
Yeah, he's contracted too. West Coast went through a really weird stage where they didn't announce the length of contract. So, Simo had re-signed. No one had a clue how long it was for. It's 2025, I believe. So he's still got a few years there, which is probably long enough to rebuild with the club another 3 years after this year. So Simo's certainly locked and loaded. I'd be interested to see what Clarkson does. I'll tell you what, he might shake that joint up, which will be interesting at North.
Well, what do you think of that? Were he to go there, is he the right choice from a North Melbourne point of view? Because you played under him, obviously.
And he played at North?
Yeah. No, I think he'd be fantastic. I mean, four premierships in such a short period of time. Don't get me wrong. Drafting Buddy Franklin helped and drafting Jared Ruffhead helped. But I say without Clarkson, Franklin wouldn't be Franklin. And without Franklin, Clarkson wouldn't be Clarkson. So he's just got to get to the draft. Once he gets the right people he wants, he'd be excellent at North Melbourne. You certainly have got no there's no hiding from the truths and the style of play and how hard you need to work and all that sort of stuff. And I think you heard stories that Noble may have had to apologise after a spray or something like that. I don't think that'd be on Clarko's agenda. It'd be it'd be like the army. You'd be in there and you'd be out of there and you'd be spoken to when spoken to sort of stuff. But he's definitely get that place humming, I would have thought.
Just getting back to the West Coast, Bill, very good draft hand. As it stands at the moment, they'll have 220, 26, 38.
220 and 20. Well, they need it, don't they? They really need some kids.
So. Yeah, and I really hope they don't get stuck in the mould of drafting a WA kid, because it's a pick two, get a WA kid. Just go get the best kid. And if you're in a good club, not many kids go home. So, go get the best player, second best player in the country. It might be third after whatever happens with the father-sons. But go get the best player you can and reload that way.
All right, X, I look forward to seeing you Friday night. Of course, you'll be calling the game for Triple M, which will be superb. And we're going to get as far away from Bill as we can, both of us.
Nah, beautiful. Enjoy. And the rain's on the way, so pack a brolly, mate.
Pack Xavier a brolly. Alice on the rush hour.
Good boy.
See you, Bill, you fat. Bye.
Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
This is a train.
We'll move on to question.
What's commonly referred to as a train wreck.
One of our favourites, Sam Draper, is going to join us after five.
Oh, yes,
as well.
Please. Yeah. Oh,
looking forward to Sammy Draper and
Sam.
Sam. Oh, Bill's excited about Draper's coming in. Yeah. It's why I said to Whitney, who looks after this show magnificently, I said, we actually can't have television screens.
Why, Jim?
Because
Wow Castle.
You just, it's like Wow Castle.
What's Wow Castle?
You're like a goldfish swimming around going, wow, there's a castle.
Wow. Oh.
And then you swim around again and go, wow, there's a castle.
Where's it in the
forgetting
bottom
that
bit?
A second minute, you know, a second ago you saw the same castle. That's how your brain works. So these screens.
Where's the castle? In the bottom of the tank.
Now I'm explaining Wow Castle. Look at Rosie. She just actually can't believe it.
So you're saying that he swims around the goldfish.
Yeah. And they're that stupid that every time they swim past the castle, they go, wow, there's a castle.
Not all fishbowls.
Wow, there's
have
a castle.
Castles.
And that's what you're like with these screens. So we've got to either turn them off or get rid of them out of the studio.
I saw me mate Seb Costello on there.
No. Now let's, just because we've got Hump Day quiz coming up.
Yes.
I think we've got an example, Rabs, of what happened last week.
Oh. Jack Crisp. Nearest the pin, boys. How many
Blake.
Can...
Oh, Blake.
I think it's about 183.
So nearest the pin, what are you going to go with?
Lucas?
Oh, I don't know. We'll go 180.
180. So who is it?
Well, it's a hard one because I wanted to go nearest the pin, so I wanted him to say 180.
You got near the pin, 180 or 183.
Well, he's playing 181, so what has happened to
you? Which means 180 is closer than 183.
Yeah.
Righto.
Yeah, so Lucas is now a 2-0 leader.
2-2.
No, 2-0.
2-0.
Yeah. So
I'm glad I heard
we've
that.
Had to explain nearest the pin and Wow Castle.
No. You didn't give the first bloke a chance to go to nearest the pin.
No, we did. He said 183. That's his guess.
But I said nearest the pin. And you
still can't understand it.
No, like, I think I'm
really
right.
Scary.
I'm right on that.
It's scary.
I am right on that.
No. You get one guess for nearest to pin.
All right, so we were just talking, as an example of this, we were just talking about the great Malcolm Marshall.
Yes.
So if I said to the two of you, nearest the pin, how old was Malcolm Marshall when he died, you would get one guess.
40.
And you would get one guess. Mm-hmm. And whoever was closest to the actual number wins. That's how nearest the pin works.
No, but I jump in early, which he did, and I'll say 42, right?
Yeah.
But nearest the pin is actually 40 or 30 or 35.
Oh, my God.
That's how I read it.
No, there's something wrong with him.
That's how I read it.
Look at the girls. They actually are in shock.
If Whitney's in shock.
We're all in shock. Alex Pierce up there is in shock.
He can't believe it. All right.
If Whitney's in shock.
133353.
Come on.
Hump Day quiz.
Yes.
What are we giving away, please?
A double pass to see The Offspring playing John Cain Arena Wednesday, December 7. Tickets are sold out.
Now, that's a prize. Get on the phone now. You've got to be up and about. This has got to be the most exciting thing you've ever done. Hump Day quiz next.
Nearest the pin.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Thought I'd given this segment the ass.
No. Jim. Blasphemous.
What was that?
That's not right, Jim.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to this, Jim, because I reckon I got a feeling the contestants are ready to go today.
You got a feeling.
Yeah, and it's a nice prize. What do we got?
A double pass to see The Offspring live at John Cain Arena. By the way, tickets are sold out today.
Oh, well, give us a little sample. What are The Offspring?
No way! Now, why don't you get a job? Hey!
Quality.
What's the matter to you? Here we go, Jimmy boy.
I just want to put it out there. It's not two tickets to see Joe Dolce. No, it is The Offspring.
Joel Stay and Jolce. Let's talk to Craig in Bowen Heads. Hello, Craig.
G'day, Bill, JB, Rabbits. How we going?
What are you up to, Craigie?
Just dropping the daughter off to netball training at the moment, down in God's country of Bowen Heads, mate.
Oh, the Seagulls there. Nice. How's the footy club going this year?
Third on the ladder. Got the Bridge game this weekend, so it should be huge.
Ocean Grove.
Battle of the Bridges.
Ocean Grove.
Nathan Brown still down there?
He is, and Armstrong came down. He's played two games so far.
Tony Armstrong.
Yeah.
Oh, the Logie. The Logie winner.
Yeah.
Now, do you know our man Todd?
Oh, no.
Down there at Bowen Heads.
Look, there is a bloke who stumbles around the pub claiming he's the guy from that he's Todd from Bowen Heads. I'm not sure if he is, but he's winning a few hearts over by dropping it. So he's doing well for himself.
And you punch him.
You're a Bombers man?
I am, yes. Yeah, yeah. Go well for most of the game apart from the last couple of minutes. Yes. It's okay.
Bad luck. All right.
Nice, Craig. And Megan's there from Hawthorne. G'day, Megsy.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we on this lovely Wednesday afternoon?
You're a Bombers fan too.
I am indeed.
Why?
Because it's family tradition, but my husband is a big Geelong supporter, so I do have a soft spot for the Cats.
Good. Right. Good on you.
Have you ever heard this quiz before, Meigs?
I have. I am a big fan of Billy's hosting skills. I think he's very good at asking the questions.
Yes.
Well, is that going to get me an extra point?
I was going to say, you actually haven't ever heard the quiz then, if that's the sentence you're uttering.
Righto, five questions. First one in gets a point, and there's only five, and I reckon if you get three, you win it.
Screaming out, Craig or Meigs?
And we've got to be up. Here we go. Craig, you're Craig, and Megan, you're
Meigs.
Bit of wind, I think.
Yeah, who's out in the wind?
Craig.
Come on, Craig.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's me. Sorry, guys.
Get off the bridge. Of the wind. Righto.
Yeah.
The Commonwealth Games start this Friday. Where are they being held?
Megan.
Oh, Megs.
I was going to say Glasgow.
But you probably should have.
Yeah.
Righto, Craig.
Craig?
Sandy Roberts. I don't know.
Oh,
I know it's in Birmingham. Everyone knows that.
Of course they would be.
Why wouldn't you know
better
that?
Better than that, YouTube. Righto.
That's disappointing. The final episode of Neighbours, after 37 years, Jim, is on Channel 10 tomorrow night. We're going to sing a line here, and you're going to sing the next line, but wait for it.
We're going to play.
Well, we'll play it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Megan.
Megs.
Megs.
Everybody needs good neighbours.
Well done.
Good.
Everybody needs good neighbours.
On Ramsey Street.
With a little understanding.
Bill.
You
when
can
I,
find the perfect blend.
When I played cricket in England, which was twice, 85 and 89, they used to have the current episode of Neighbours on twice.
They love it.
Twice on the same day.
They loved it.
It was ridiculous.
The Poms, they loved it.
They did.
Update, please, Jim.
One zip. Megs's way.
Megsy, good work. Joel Selwood is playing his 350th game this weekend.
Well done,
Well done, Joel. He lives down your way there. Craig?
Certainly does.
Name one of his brothers that have played
Craig.
AFL.
Yes, Craig.
Craig. Adam.
Adam.
Adam, yes.
Ads.
Is Scotty.
Yes.
Scooter.
And Troy.
Oh, thank you. Right. Adam and
Craig.
Troy. All right.
It's all over. Right. Named them all.
All right, Craig. No. Just one would be enough.
Yeah.
Update, Jim.
One all.
Thank you.
Ring-a-ding.
Who is famous for saying, what's up, Doc?
Craig.
Megan.
Oh, Craig just.
Bugs Bunny.
Let's have a listen.
Oh, that's not right.
What's up, Doc?
It's not a great question.
What's up, Doc?
Where did that come from?
Well, today in 1940, Jim.
Yes.
So that's
not today.
That's 82 years ago.
Yes.
Bugs Bunny first debuted in the cartoon called Wild Hare.
Right.
Not Bugs Bunny. So there you go. 82 years ago.
There had to be a reason that came just out of nowhere.
Well, you think I just throw them in there now?
Yeah, I did.
There's always a reason
and
for my questions.
Craig and Megs.
So, well, was that Craig 2?
And Megs 1.
Well, come on, Megsy. This is it.
No pressure, no pressure. Give me a good one, Bill. Come
you
on.
Should know this, what you do.
Oh, no.
Osteoporosis is a condition of what?
Craig.
Megan.
Yes,
Megan. Megan.
Yes, Megan.
Brittle bones or fragile bones that break easily.
Yeah. See, she knew what I said, Jim.
No one knew what you said
yesterday.
What do you get when your bones get a bit bristle? What's that called?
A bit what? A bit bristle.
Bristle. Yeah, when you don't drink enough milk and stuff.
Oh, we know, righto, Rebs.
No. Think?
I don't know.
Osteopubis.
That's it.
Not pubis. Osteopubis. Megs, he's called it.
Yep. So what's that, Jim? Is that a hum? That's, ding, 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 ding.
Complete ring-a-ding.
Two apiece. Here we go. First in. How much has the Bunnings sausage gone up?
Craig.
Jim! Jim! Which way are you going to go here?
I think you have to go another question.
Oh,
it's a dead heat. You can't. I'm looking out. Can we separate that?
No.
Oh, no. Dead heat, I'm hearing.
Righto.
So another question.
He's gone to the newspaper.
Oh, no, he's not. Newspaper.
Name the top three in the Coleman medal in order.
Craig.
That's Meigs.
Well, she's a football fan.
All right, Craig.
Top three in order.
Oh, order. I'm going to go Curno.
Mm-hmm.
I'll then go Jeremy Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And Hawkins.
Yes! Oh. Well done.
I think that's an unfair question for Meigs.
Meigs is a fan of footy.
She's not that into it.
She is so.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't have even had a clue of that. I apologise.
Well, you should have got the osteo thing.
No, she did.
She got that one.
Oh, congratulations, Craig. Well played.
Oh, well, good sport.
So what we're doing here is Craig wins.
Yep, double pass to see the Offspring playing John Cain Arena Wednesday, December 7. Tickets are sold
out. You'd better get Megan something really good.
We got that hair care product?
No, we don't have that and haven't had it for a few months.
Yeah, that's a long time.
We got a slab of the beautiful Carlton Draft, and we'll send you a couple of our Rush Hour branded Carlton Draft schooner glasses. By the way, Carlton Draft, official beer of the AFL.
How's that sound, Meigs?
It's my anniversary today, so my husband will be very, very happy with that, I'm sure.
How many years?
It's 8 years today.
Oh, what's that, paper or something, Jim?
Don't ask me.
It's a long time, Bill. It's a long time.
It is, though. Well done.
Well done, Meg. Good well on you, Craig.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Well done, mate. Enjoy the tickets to the Offspring. That'll be magnificent.
That was good, wasn't
Not
it?
Not great.
I liked it. I liked our contestants
Did
today.
You? That, well, that was a dead heat. I think we've ever had one on this quiz before.
I think Craig got in.
Do you want to chat about nearest to pin?
No, because I've had enough of that. And I've had enough of you two. So let's just move on. Or I'm going to do the nana.
Sam Draper, second hour.
Oh, yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Great to be here. Have a couple of frothies. Drink responsibly.
Responsibly. Dog, steak and kidney brownless.
Yes. Heading up there tonight, Jim. Got some important business to do. I'll take my computer up.
No, you won't. You don't own one.
I just want to walk on a plane with a computer because that means you're important.
Is it?
So we're doing a panel tomorrow night for the listener app, Jim.
Yes, you are.
And they want a light and bright little, we want guests to get to know the talent, in a fun and engaging way without getting too dry and
salesy. So they could have. I mean, this is all about podcasts and downloads.
Downloads.
Which, of course, we dominate. Yes. But they could have actually got Andy.
No.
Or Hamish.
No.
Could have gone down that path.
No, they
could have.
Instead,
they went and got you.
Yes.
Who don't know anything about it.
I do so, Jim. It's one of the great things, this listener app.
What are you looking for?
I had something written out.
Oh, my God. It's one of the great things, and he's now grabbing bits of paper to see what he wrote somewhere.
No, well, it is, Jim, because you know what it is. I know.
It is, Jim, because you know what it is.
Well, it's personal.
What about that sentence?
It's a free app. And you can listen to the radio, you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to music and news all in the one place.
Thank you, Bill.
You can escape, you can inform, you can energise.
He's now reading buzzwords.
He's reading the mission statement.
You can inspire.
That's what I'm all about. So you're going to be on stage in Sydney where no one knows who you are. You've got zero presence up there.
No, apparently sold out.
Not a person that knows who you are.
Sold out.
So you're going to sit up there, people are going to go, who's the fat bald bloke? And then what are you going to entertain him with?
Well, a bit of Hume. I'll just read the crowd, Jim. It's only 42 people.
Oh, my God.
But I'll read the crowd. You can find the Rush Hour 42. Podcast also.
Yeah, that's probably what you should have gone with.
Which we are currently 16th in Australia. We're ranked.
Yeah. But as far as radio shows,
then
we're very, very prominent.
No, but
because a lot of those are only made for podcasts.
Jim, this is very
passionate.
Whereas
we're a radio show that is then podcast.
I'm
so
very passionate.
No, you're not.
About all this.
So, you've got no clue.
No, and they're onto it.
Hopefully there's some audio.
The boss. Oh, yeah.
And so we can get what Bill says on stage back and play it to our family members. Because it might be like the of the Auditor General.
Yeah.
What should I do in Sydney tonight?
Yeah, not what you're thinking. Now, let's get
to
a break.
Down the cross.
And then after that, a little rap.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The worse it gets, the more we love it. Now, Sam Draper joins us shortly, our man.
Yes.
On the way out to the airport to pick a family member up for the weekend.
Yes.
Because, of course, he's Ranella boy, South Australia.
Righto.
So looking forward to Sam Draper. Always very entertaining. And then, well, the jokes have reached an all-time low.
High.
And this one today I would stick around for.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens at the end of it, even though it hasn't happened yet, needs to be heard.
So how do you know, Jim?
I've just got an inkling.
An inkling. Mm. A bit of footy news and then a bit of lotto news.
Oh, no.
Lotto?
Lotto.
Mason Cox has missed the past 2 days at Collingwood training, Rabsy. He has a virus.
Mm.
Mm.
Interesting.
The Pies are still expecting Brody Grundy to play VFL, but not completely ruling him out. Just see what happens with Coxie. So that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Rhodes supposed to be coming back for his first game in the VFL. Darcy Moore set out training. He didn't train today. And Jordan DeGoey is a locked in for the AFL. That's from our man Mitchy Cleary, Jim.
He doesn't get anything wrong.
Well,
no, he doesn't. He's very good, Mitch Cleary.
His eyebrows.
Good up, well,
no.
No, I'm not talking about the look of the man.
And he likes this show, so we hear that.
Yeah, no, we love Mitch.
He's a very good operator.
Good St. Mary's boy.
Big game that too. Port Adelaide Carlton at the Triple MCG.
Collingwood.
We're
going to Collingwood.
We're going to be covering it.
Are we? Hmm. Am I? You want me to do specials?
No, well, I'm actually only doing the rub myself. But it'll be a big game.
Now, guess which state has taken out the top spot for Australia's largest lottery wins, Jim?
Oh, I'd say Sydney or New South Wales because of the fact they got most people.
No, we don't go to Sydney, so we don't care about them. Victoria.
Victoria.
Victoria, Jim, has taken out the top spot for Australia's largest lotto wins for the sixth year in a row.
Well, I had a big win.
Did you? What'd you win?
And I haven't given any to you.
No, you have not. If you'd ever do, you would do that too. Because Victoria finished the financial year on a high, Jim, taking out the top spot for the most major prizes and Division 1. 153 Division 1 winning entries,
Jesus.
All in Victoria for the year.
That's good. What do you get for a Division 1 win?
Well, that added up to $467 million.
Oh,
wow. Wee in prize money for the lucky winners. Do you know who was up there? What suburb?
No.
Frankston.
Really?
Four Division 1 winners, totaling $4.6 million, and South Melbourne has done very well too.
Oh, how many total did you say? 150 something?
Oh, geez, Jim, hang on.
What'd you say?
So 153 Division 1 winners.
So that's 3 mil. That's an average of 3 mil each winner.
467 million.
Yep. That's 3 good.
Mil. That's
3
good.
Million each winner.
So we must get back to the lotto because I think there's a big draw coming up this weekend, isn't there?
$30 million. When I win, I'm going to send someone else in.
No, you're not.
And they're going to take the winnings for me and then you'll never lay eyes on me again.
Selfish bastard.
That's where it comes to that, yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You can't say that, Jim, because that is very popular. Popular. That's what's happened.
JB and Bill.
133353, when have you been ripped off? We've done this a lot.
Yes.
And normally it's either you or myself that have been ripped off, Fat. But
where
today,
we got today?
Well, it's old Mumps.
Oh, Rabsy.
And sucked in too, Rabbits.
Yeah, what happened,
what happened to you?
Well, went to see the Strokes last night, one of my favourite bands, and we got to the venue just as the support act had finished, and they'd run out of beer.
No.
Before the gig.
Before the Strokes got on stage in the general admission area, no beer left.
No beer.
None.
You've got to be kidding.
None. No beer. So they had CC and dry, which we don't mind.
That's all right, yeah.
And red wine.
No. Can't run out of beer in a rock concert. All right, what else happened?
Well, the Strokes, obviously, very famous song, Last Night. Probably their most famous song.
Yes.
Didn't play it.
No.
Didn't play it.
No way.
That'd be like going to Daryl and he wouldn't play horses, Jim.
Well, an example of that.
An example.
That's a good
like going to see the Rolling Stones and then not playing Start Me Up.
Yeah. Led Zeppelin and Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, so there's, that is a rip-off, by the way.
Massive rip-off.
Why don't they do that?
The best song they have.
It's like going to see British India and they don't play one of their best songs.
Oh my God.
And they finished the gig with a song called Take It or Leave It. So basically it's just said, Take It or Leave It, last night.
All right, 133353, when have you been ripped off? And now, Rabbits, we are giving away
a $100 grilled voucher.
All right, ring us now if you have been ripped off in any way, shape or form. Take your calls next.
133353.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's Can't Listen To Radio. So when have you been ripped off? We're talking about the Bayside Council, bloody only picking up the bins every second week. Nightmare.
Yeah.
Rabs goes to see the Strokes. They don't play Last Night.
Yep.
Only song anyone knows.
British India.
And he's in Mount Martha, Bill.
Yes. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
How'd you get ripped off?
About 20 years ago, I was backpacking in Europe. I was catching a taxi from Monaco to Antibes.
Yep.
I did the right thing. I asked the taxi driver, how much. I'd had a few frothies at this time. It was a bit late at night. And he said, €50. I said, no worries. Hopped in the taxi. Very fast ride. When I hopped out of the taxi, I only had a €500 note on me. And I gave him a €500 note, and he just drove off.
No.
Oh, no.
Back then, that's three to one it would have been, too. So that's about $1,400. Oh, bloody hell.
And he just drove off.
Stay there, Andy. Wow. Kev in Greensboro. Hello, Kev.
Kev.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Good, Kevy.
That's the way. Yeah, I've got a story. 20-odd years ago, I went on a cruise with some mates, managed to give my number to a girl when we got back, and I didn't hear anything from her. Then randomly got a text from a girl, and she said, oh, let's blah, blah, blah. Let's catch up. And I thought, oh, yeah. I was struggling at the time. She was living in Sydney. I was living in Melbourne. So she said, send some money up, and I'll fly down. So I said, you beauty. Booked a motel room and all that. Sent the money up, and bang, never heard from her again.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, Kev.
And he had the hotel room on his own.
Okay, you can get a laugh out of it now.
Yeah, you got to.
Stay there. Brett's in Shep. Hello, Brett.
Brett.
How you going?
Good, Brady. What happened? Ripped off.
All right. Well, it wasn't me. It's a sporting club down here in the Golden Valley. You'd know him, Billy, Echuca Women's Footy Club.
Yes.
Yeah, so for 3 years, they've only lost 3 games in 3 years.
Oh, yep.
And each game was a grand final.
Oh, no.
No way.
Got to the grand final and lost 3 grand finals.
Yeah, so they've gone each year undefeated and got to the grand finals and lost them.
Oh, no. That's ripped off. Andy, stay there, Brett. Andy Roville.
Andrew, how you going, guys?
Good man. What happened?
Can you imagine what an Angels concert would be like without Doc Neeson singing "Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again"?
Oh, wouldn't be right.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, it happened to me about 20 years ago. I was at the Hallam Hotel with a mate, and we went to see them. And Doc was running late. Came on stage when he finally got there about 3 hours late. Said, "Sorry, guys, I'm only singing my new songs." And the place just erupted. There was chairs and tables going everywhere.
Come on, Doc.
The local boys had to come down and clear out the place.
No.
And there was no concert whatsoever.
Oh, no. Come on, Andy. No. That's not up. That's not up to scratch. The Hallam.
See your face again.
There it is.
Well, and Greg finally. Coral. Hello, Greg.
Greggy.
How you going, guys?
When have you been ripped off, Greg?
Oh, bloody about 5 to 6 every day when Billy does his joke.
Oh, good one, Greg.
Oversells it, under-delivers.
Right, Greg. Stand
he's
by.
Like Connex.
Stand by.
Connex.
Stand by, because in 25 minutes' time, you wait to hear what comes out of his mouth.
And I'm not going to oversell
it. I hope it's the one I sent him. It's a good one.
Oh, it's a good one.
Oh, Greg. Let me have a look.
Hello. Who do we like there, please? There's a nice helping. Kev wins.
No.
No, Kev wins.
Kev?
He sends money up to a girl in Sydney.
To the doll, yes.
Takes his cash and never hears from her again.
Hotel room on his own.
$100 grilled voucher headed your way, mate.
Thank you very much, boys.
You had good luck since, Kev?
Happily married now?
Actually, I think I'm still in the same boat of form, I think.
Oh, no.
That was 20 years ago, Kev.
Come on, Kev.
very
good.
Yeah, well done.
By the way, you won't be able to resist the new mouth-watering saltbush and pepper onion rings from Grilled. They're 100% natural, gluten-friendly, and vegan as well.
Nice one. Nice sucked in, Rabs, by the way.
I'm going again
no
tonight.
No beer.
Going
and again. No number one song.
Come on, Rabbits, you're better.
You're better than that, Rabbits.
Well,
that's the karma. That's the karma train running you.
By the way, I met a bloke at the pub who wanted me to play this. Big fan of the show. So there you go, mate. It's you barking.
No, it's not.
It is.
I like my radio. My car noise is better.
Oh my God.
Sam Draper from the S-Then Footy Club up next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ring now if you listen to it. This is TSL, Jim.
Oh, no, it isn't.
We need more cue.
No, it isn't.
We're joined by Sam Draper.
Our next guest has already become a cult figure at the Bombers.
He's got everything. He'll put it through.
Checks on.
He's very watchable. Banana.
There it is!
Banana. And he hides it back to the middle.
Before Essendon take on JB's Kangas on Sunday, please welcome Sam Draper.
fact,
yes,
we spoke to our man Drape
on the
31st of March when no bastard had heard of him.
I know.
In the time between then and now, he has turned into a superstar.
Exactly.
Of the competition and taking the piss, kicking goals. Sam Draper, welcome back to the Rush Hour.
Wow, what an introduction. Thank you.
Oh, now, run us through those. Well, the one on the weekend, the banana, and then the high knees. Run us through that. Very confident.
It was a very tight angle, and I was pretty happy when that the banana went through, as you could tell. And the boys were trying to get around me for celebration, but they couldn't catch me. I was off.
Hey, you were.
Sammy, I couldn't work, so I was doing the game. I couldn't work out why you didn't increase the angle and maybe go with the left, but you just stayed exactly where you were. And the old South Australian, because this is from Ranilla, the Czech side, as they call it over there, draping, it never looked like missing.
Oh, boys, I don't think you'd want to see me do a left foot snap.
Could go anywhere.
Yeah, that's not in the kit bag just yet.
Righto, and then where were you at the end there? I want to know where Drapes was there with the kick out from Collingwood. Where were you, Drapes?
Oh, yeah, I was sprinting back around the 50.
Yep.
I saw it. And then when the goal went in, I had the prime view on the goal line. It went straight over my head. Didn't look like missing.
It was a good kick, wasn't it, by Elliott? He just went straight back. He didn't look inboard. He said, nah, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, it didn't look like missing at all. And as soon as he kicked it, I was like, oh, no.
You just said that, did you? Oh, no.
Yeah, pretty much. I think I did. Or maybe not.
And, mate, I felt for Harry Jones at the other end, who is a good kid, by the way, and he's just going to get better and better. And he didn't do a bad job of that either. But where were you watching that when it hit the post?
Yeah, I was around the 50. But, I felt sorry for Jonesy. It's a cruel game, footy, sometimes. But, yeah. It's a tough one to take, that.
Oh, it was, mate. No doubt about that. Now, you're going all right, but the Bombers, we're quite happy with the last few weeks.
Yeah, we've turned around a bit since the bye. We had a few different things we focused on and made it really simple. And, the last 6 weeks have been really positive for us, but would have loved to have get the win against Collingwood. But it's all right. We're back playing some good footy, I think.
What did you need to fix? What's been tweaked since the bye?
The ruck hit-outs?
A bit of carry on from me. I don't know, like just really focusing on our contest and our pressure, and then basing our game off that, and then letting our flair and stuff come after that. But I don't think we're getting that right to start, and you can't really be in games of footy if you're not in the contest.
And a couple of those midfielders getting back to their very best. Yes. Zach Merritt and, of course, Dylan Shields had a really good month. Yep. So that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, definitely. And really happy for Shealy, how he's going. And he's playing like the player we know he can be now, which is really awesome to see. And it's, off that contest, defensive pressure stuff. So, yeah, it's really good to see.
And then you play North Melbourne this week. The last
tough
game of
outing
the
for you, Drape.
It's a long wait, isn't it, the last game?
Well, it's 4:40 on Sunday.
So it's a long wait, mate. What do you do? Do you watch the other footy? Do you love watching the other games?
Yeah, I watch a bit of it. Probably not so much the day before. I just like to chill out. But, if the good game's on Friday night, I'll be watching that. But maybe not so much Saturday.
How do you go with the gold man, the veteran? You would have played a few times against him?
Against Todd, once, I think. It should be good. He's been in good form this year. It should be good. I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm. And so you bloody should. Yeah, but you've had the number over the Kangas now for a fair while. I think it's something like 10 in a row, isn't it? Or some ridiculous stat. Drapes?
Oh, really? I don't know. You're telling me.
Yeah, no. That's Jim.
He
just gets the ball.
Sadly, as a North Melbourne man, Sammy, it's been pretty one way.
Yeah,
in recent times.
Well, that's a lot of clubs at the minute with
have a listen to this bloke. Drapes, do you want to come in here and do this job?
Oh, Drapes would know what to do.
No, I've got no idea.
Well, neither's Bill. So,
how is Bill going? Is he going all right?
Yeah, jokes have been good. Everything's going beautifully. You got a good joke for us, Drapes? You'd have one.
No jokes. I was just going to ask how the shakes were going.
Yeah.
Yes. Good.
Good.
A bit hard in the cold weather, but I'm down to one a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's the weight? How's that going?
Yeah, good. Lost a bit, actually. Going well. I look good.
Sammy.
Good.
I'm back on the market.
Sammy, we discussed this. We discussed this on the Saturday rub. Bill's a member of a fat club.
Yes.
He and five of his mates go to the gym with the aim to get fitter and healthier.
We're all fat.
He's also now representing a shake mob, and their whole aim is weight loss.
Ice away.
And dry July, Sammy. Yeah. So he hasn't had a drink for 27 days, and guess what?
What?
He's fatter.
No, I bet he's not. No, he good is. On you, Bill.
Yeah, see, Drapes knows what we have to go through. Do you have a drink? Are you allowed to have a drink?
Occasionally, yes.
Sounds a bit.
I had a couple of off-season eyes at the SB, Drape, and my goodness.
Well, no, we've been through this. It was that doppelganger of mine.
Now, take a break because we want to play you something next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, who went to the Japanese opera, they sang in Italian with some sublines.
Sublines?
Jim?
We are joined by Sam Draper from the Essendon Footy Club. By the way, entries closed this week, boys, for Bomber Bonanza, where they're giving one lucky member a chance to win $150,000 cash prize.
$150,000?
That's right. All you got to do is enter to be a 2022 men's or AFLW members. Just go to 1300 Go Bombers.
Wow.
A couple of weeks ago, because actually, Josh Dacos might have just staked a bit of a claim for goal of the year, but we think
we know
there
who
was
wins
a goal
it.
Of the year kicked earlier on. You ever listen to the way Triple M saw it, please, Sam Draper?
As Draper runs out of the middle, handball to Guelphy. Extraordinary scenes at Marvel.
Sammy, is that the first time you've heard that?
No, that's the first time I've heard that one. That one's hilarious.
So all we heard was Will, who did a great job of calling, say Sam Draper, and then a whole lot of screaming, and then goal of the year.
Yes.
No idea what happened in the middle.
Fair enough. That's probably a fair enough response, I reckon.
What were you thinking when you got it out of the middle? You go, I'll just go for a run. I'll handball it. Hang on, I'll get it back, and then I'll kick a banana.
Not much going through my head. I just sort of started running, and then I was happy my housemate looked after me and gave me the 1-2. But it all happens very quickly. It's a bit of a rush of blood to the brain, but I got no idea.
But, Sammy, you also sold some candy, which is not normally in the wheelhouse of a big man.
No, it's not. I think that's why people like it, because they don't expect anything from a ruckman. So I'm here breaking down those stereotypes.
And then a banana to finish. Unbelievable.
Outside of the boot, yes.
You're going to the airport. What are you doing out there?
No, just picking up a family member from the airport and then, heading home.
Oh, good. So that'd be nice. You spend a bit of family time over the weekend, a few frothies.
Correct. Yep, maybe. No.
Maybe. Well, it's Sunday game, Bill, so it's going to be hard. A couple of your players interest me, Drape, just as what sort of units they are.
Okay.
Zerk Thatcher being one of them. Looks like a very different styling to me.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's from Murray Bridge, so.
Oh, there you go.
Explains a bit there. Say no more.
Murray Bridge. Who else you got there, Jim?
There you go. Nick Martin. I know he's a Subi boy, but he's got a weird look about him.
Yeah, we look about him. Marto, he took about 3 months to say a word, but now he's actually started talking. He's very funny, so he's a good one, Marto.
Funny. Right.
And, of course, Matt Guelphy, he looks like he's never seen a mirror that he hasn't enjoyed.
And it's 100% true, too. He really loves the way he looks, and probably fair enough, too. He's a little bit of a Ken doll.
Yeah, he's good looking.
He's a good Ken doll, actually. Not too bad. Now, Draper, have we told you about my team that was selected recently? Have I run this across you?
No, I don't think you have.
No, what's this?
All right. So I got bored because I was stuck on another aeroplane that wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
So I picked a top five blokes who we love on the Rush Hour, how they go about it.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now, the criterion is never play for a free kick.
Yep.
And that is a must.
Yes.
Keep your feet.
Well, he does that.
Never take a backward step.
Mm-hmm.
Behave properly, handle winning and losing with class, want them to play for your team if they're not a member of your club. So the top five, Sammy Draper, Callum Ward, in no order. Well, actually, there's one at the top, but the rest are in no order. Callum Ward, Jack Steele, Alex Pearce, Ben Cunnington's at the top, I'm happy to be biased.
Why not?
And Sam Draper. So you slid into the top five, Drape.
Wow. No, there's some good guys there. They're very well respected. So thank you for that.
And I thought we had to go for a ruckman, a big bloke.
Yeah.
And also, I thought someone of the younger brigade.
Exactly.
Because the rest of those boys have been around for a fair while.
That'd be the best award you've ever won.
No, that's amazing. Thank you.
Hey, did you go and watch the soccer at the MCG, Man U?
Yes, I did. I was all amongst that. I was a full United nuffy for the weekend. It was great.
How'd you think it went?
Yeah, it was good. I loved it.
Good crowd.
Yeah, it was awesome. I got to meet a few of the players on the Monday too, which was good. Yeah.
Did you get happy. Autographs or photos? Are you one of those?
Yeah, no, I went full nuffy. I was trying to take a photo of my old man, and I was shaking. I was like, I don't know what came over me, but it was good.
Good on you. That's fantastic.
Brilliant, mate. Hey, yep. Have you been over to Europe and watched games live over there?
Yeah, back in the day when I used to live over in the UK, went to Old Trafford twice, getting over to Europe this off-season, so might sneak to a game.
It's actually nuts how close the cricket ground and the soccer ground are, the two Old Traffords.
Like how far?
Well, 100 metres?
And they're both called Old Trafford.
Old Trafford.
Yep. A bit confusing, isn't it?
It is a bit confusing.
I'm
but it's...
confused, Jim.
Hey, Sammy, love what you're doing.
Sammy!
Can't wait to see how you go about it, not only on Sunday, but for the rest of the year. And we will chat to you again.
Yep, sounds good to me.
Good on you, mate.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, yes. Alex Pearce joins us. Mm. One of my top five.
Yes.
Of exactly. The players we love the way they go about it, and he is playing magnificent football for the Fremantle Dockers.
Exactly, Jim. So good list, that.
It is a good list. Mm-hmm. Now, yep. Bill.
Yes.
Jokes, I think, are all-time worst. So
that's harsh.
No, but I think it's true. Like last week were four horrible and then one banned.
One good one.
No, banned. But by legal.
It made up.
And then this week, the first one we can't even put on Instagram, and yesterday was just poor.
And TikTok blew up for the Friday one. I'm in Sydney tomorrow too, going up there for a very important meeting.
Oh, yeah.
That you didn't get invited to.
I don't reckon it would be if you
were attending. Listener app meeting.
Listener app meeting.
Yeah, we'll get to that tomorrow. But now the joke.
Right.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Tomorrow, Jim, a protest has been organised about fairy bread. Police are expecting hundreds and thousands to be there. Jim.
No, but rabbits.
Fairy bread.
What he's doing now
fairy
is...
Fairy bread, which is not right.
What you're doing now is you're trawling the internet for the worst possible joke you can find.
That's sent through to me, and I don't mind it, to be honest. I think it's all right. But rabbits, don't fall for this.
No, I hit the wrong button yesterday.
You did.
No, you didn't.
No, he did. Here we are.
Hooly dooly.
Let's pick it back up again. Here we go.
Rabbits,
out of it. Boys, get rid of rabbits. What are you doing?
Get stuck, you hooly dooly.
Fat. Oh, yeah. What the hell? We got a boat going. Get rid of that other one, rabbits. No, other one.
Okay.
Here we are.